This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Have you ever done anything for anyone and you had the sense that you did it for nothing? They didn't appreciate it. They took it for granted. They said, well, if you did that, why can't you do this? Well, you gave me $50. Why can't you give me $200? And instead of being thankful, they may have had the attitude, well, what have you done for me lately? Attitude. But let me tell you this. You will never do anything for the Lord that's in vain. Meaning what? You'll never do anything for the Lord that's wasted. That's for naught. It will always bear spiritual fruit. I want to tell you a humorous story that I heard Ben Merrill tell this week. Ben Merrill is originally from Fullerton, California. Ben, get this, was a minister at a Christian church in Fullerton, California till he was 65 years old. You say, did he retire? No, at 65, he moved to St. Louis, to St. Charles, Missouri, and began to work with a church of 200 people, Harvester Christian Church. They're averaging 3,500 on Saturday and Sunday. Great man of God, a great speaker. He said that when they were back in Fullerton, he and his wife, he said, you have to know my wife to appreciate this story. She always cares about people, even strangers. They were at the busiest intersection in Fullerton, California. I would compare it to the intersection of 725 and 741, right by the Dayton Mall. Many lanes both ways, heavy traffic. So they were coming up to the light when a pickup truck in front of them was full of furniture. And four legs of a table fell out and four legs of a couch legs fell out onto the pavement and just scattered everywhere. Ben Merrill said, his wife says, pull over. He pulled over to the right and she said, you get out in the traffic, you pick up the legs of the couch and the table. And she said, I'll get behind the wheel and I'll go chase the people down and I'll bring them back here to get their stuff. Ben Merrill got out. He said it was a hot summer day in the 90s. He risked his life, almost hit by a car, dashing in between the cars to get the four table legs and the four couch legs that fell out. He waited and he waited and he waited in the heat, no hat on. Finally, his wife came back and rolled down the window. He said, did you catch up with him? Yes, I did. Are they coming back? No, they were headed for the city dump when I stopped them. All that effort, risking his life, for what? For nothing. It was an effort in vain. Let me tell you this. Please remember this. Nothing you do for the Lord is ever in vain. Nothing. Nothing you do for Jesus Christ is in vain. Everything you do, whether it's work in the nursery, you help with the class, you teach a Sunday school class, you work in children's church, you work with the youth group, it's not done in vain for this reason. Always remember that what you do is for the Lord. It'll change the dynamics of everything you do. I'm not doing this just for a third grade class. I'm doing this for Jesus Christ. I'm not doing this just for a worship team. I'm doing this for Christ. It's not about the team. It's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ. It changes the way ministers look at their ministry if they start reminding themselves, I'm doing this for Jesus, because nothing we do for the Lord is in vain. Let's bring up verse 13. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Be on your guard is also a military term. It means to be vigilant.
Well, are you a person who's vigilant about your faith in Jesus Christ? We're vigilant about our home. We're vigilant about our cars. Are you vigilant about your faith? We continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Be sure to look at iTunes, and you can find us on iTunes to listen to our podcast for Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.